inaugural Rocket Foundation Summit, which will take place on June the 18th. From the VOA studios in Washington, D.C., around the world and direct to you, this is Today's Hit Countdown. I'm your host, the Lady DJ, and for the next 55 minutes, I will count down the top 20 songs in pop music, according to Billboard magazine, and you, the VOA listeners, for the week ending Saturday, June 15th, 2024. Starting off with Dasha. Now, Dasha blew up on TikTok before becoming only the second artist to have a pop country hit this year. The song is called Austin. Let me know what you think. This is Today's Hit Countdown.
Heartbroken, holding that smoking gun. I got
Ariana Grande with this week's number 17 song, We Can't Be Friends. Recently, Ariana broke her silence about her time as a child actress on Nickelodeon. This was in light of the Quiet on the Set documentary. She says that she repressed a lot of what happened, but now she's reassessing it. Now, she did say one thing, though, for sure, and that was she thinks that the environment that kid actors are forced to work in should be a much safer place. If you want to hear the entire interview, check out Pod Crushed wherever you get your podcast. Or you can stick around because we've got this week's number 15 song. This is Glorilla and Megan Thee Stallion. It's called Wanna Be on today's Hit Countdown.
was rough, but lately I've been doing better than the last four cold Decembers I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives, he can take away. And I hold you every night. And that's the feeling I wanna get used to. But there's no man as terrified as the man who stands to lose. Oh God, don't take this beautiful thing that I've got. Stay, stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take this beautiful thing that I've got. Please. Found my mind, I'm feeling sane. It's been a while, but I'm finding my pain. If everything's good and it's great, why do I sit and wait till it's gone? Oh, I tell you, I know I've got enough. I've got peace and I've got love. But I'm up and I'm thinking I just might lose it all. Oh God, I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Benson Boone at number 9 with Beautiful Things on today's Hit Countdown. I am the Lady DJ at VOA Lady DJ 1 across all your social media platforms. And it's time now for Word on the Tweets. The tweets are talking about JR Apparel World. They are the current owner of the iconic 80s brand Members Only. They filed a lawsuit recently against Drake and his production company, Away From Home Touring Incorporated. The dispute centers around tour t-shirts that feature the words Members Only, which is also, by the way, the title of a Drake song on his 2023 album For All the Dogs. Now, while Drake's shirts don't involve counterfeit Members Only jackets, the lawsuit claims that their use of the brand name on apparel could cause confusion among fans. The case is now in federal court. The tweets are also talking about Tory Lanez. His wife has filed for divorce after less than a year of marriage. Court documents reveal that they tied the knot back on June 25th, 2023, but their relationship has now reached irreconcilable differences. His wife is seeking legal and physical custody of their 7-year-old son, Kaylon. Meanwhile, Tory Lanez is currently serving a 10-year prison sentence for shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot during the 2020 incident in the Hollywood Hills. And finally, Quavo is scheduled to sit down with the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris for a discussion about the best way to end gun violence. The conversation will be part of the inaugural Rocket Foundation Summit, which will take place on June 18th.